Power 91.3 FM, the soccer. That was Kojo Black and Ragged 2.0. We had Harmonized with Single Again and Vincenzo Mbale featuring Bobby Easton. Cheers to the good times. Yeah, we're reminiscent. This is Temanga 913, and well, Temanga 913 comes to you every Monday right through to Friday right here on your favorite hit radio, Power FM.
Warning, the takeover is here. The power is bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema calls for stronger implementation to unlock Africa's development potential. ZESCO maintains existing tariff structure. In international news, banknotes bouquets could land you in jail, Kenya's central bank warns. And in sports, Infantino defends FIFA Peace Prize award to Trump.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. President Hakainde Hichilema says Africa's biggest development challenge is not a shortage of ideas, but weak delivery and ineffective implementation of well-intended policies and projects. Speaking when he officiated at the Continental Energy Infrastructure Investment Forum in Lusaka, President Hichilema observed that while the continent generates many technical sound ideas, progress is often undermined at the point of execution. He noted that delays and inefficiencies in executing government programs continue to frustrate development efforts across the continent and called for a more expeditious and results-oriented approach to implementation. President Hichilema also said Africa continues to suffer from an inaccurate and unfavorable risk profile, which has negatively affected investment flows into critical sectors such as energy and infrastructure. The head of state called for concerted regional action to address these challenges, disclosing that he intends to table some of the issues raised at the forum before the African Union. President Hichilema further proposed that Africa should take charge of its own credit rating systems to better reflect the continent's realities and priorities, particularly in tackling energy challenges.
Africa's issue is about getting things done. We fall short there. We say a lot of things, sometimes loosely, sometimes in a structured and organized way, but we fall short on delivering. Those ideas that we discuss, which are actually technically sound, but somewhat our efforts evaporate at the point of implementation. And I'm talking about effective implementation. So this forum must take account of that gap, as we discuss in here.
The Zambia Electricity Supply Corporation, ZESCO, has clarified that it has not introduced or increased electricity tariffs. ZESCO Chief of Strategy Akawondo Kawechani says the utility company is currently operating under a pre-approved multi-year tariff framework sanctioned by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB. Mr. Kawechani explains that the tariff structure runs from 2023 to 2027 and is reviewed annually by the regulator to determine whether the assumptions made at the time of approval are still valid. He says once the review process is concluded, ZESCO simply follows the guided tariff path already set by the ERB. Meanwhile, Mr. Kawechani has also explained that the electricity ban system is designed to protect low-income households through subsidization. He says the tariff bans are progressive, meaning that customers who consume more electricity pay more, while those who use less benefit from lower charges.
From the outset, I've said very clearly that no new tariffs have been increased by ZESCO or implemented. What we do is we follow the pre-approved multi-year tariff framework, which is pre-approved by the Energy Regulation Board. This runs from 2023 up until 2027. So if you look at that tariff structure, it's pre-approved, and every year there are reviews by the regulator to ascertain whether those assumptions that were made at the time that the multi-year tariff framework was arrived at are still valid. Once this is done, of course, we progressively follow this glide path of tariffs that are set in the multi-year tariff framework.
The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has accused the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, of practicing selective justice concerning some political figures in the country. CAAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo stated that it cannot call on the Commission to appeal the acquittal of Livingston Mayor Constance Mulee-Abayu due to what it views as political bias in the handling of corruption cases. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Tembo alleged that the ACC selectively appeals acquittals involving suspects who are perceived to be politically distant from the current government while avoiding similar action against individuals believed to be aligned with the ruling party. Mr. Tembo said the organization was not surprised by the magistrate court's decision to acquit the Livingston mayor, describing the outcome as predictable based on the manner in which the case was handled. He cited delays in the delivery of judgment and what he termed poor case management, noting that the matter was relatively straightforward and should have been concluded much earlier. Mr. Tembo has since urged Zambians to accept the court's ruling and move on, arguing that law enforcement and prosecutorial institutions currently lack the independence and consistency required to effectively combat corruption without political influence.
We cannot even call upon the Anti-Corruption Commission to appeal the acquittal of the Livingston mayor. The Anti-Corruption Commission has developed a tendency where it keeps a distance from appealing cases that involve people who are closer to the current regime, and they are very much fast to appeal acquittal of those people who are at that distance from the regime. So in this case, we cannot say the Anti-Corruption Commission should appeal that acquittal. All what we have to do as Zambians is to accept that court verdict or court outcome and move on. The Anti-Corruption Commission cannot appeal this case. Look at how Zambians cried and called upon the same institution to appeal the Sudrite verdict, but they did not. So what has changed? There is nothing that has changed. Corruption fight will continue to be like this. That's why we are saying it will continue to be below average, not until we reach that point where the Anti-Corruption Commission could do a good job which can satisfy the Zambians.
MTN Mobile Money Zambia has unveiled a new insurance payment service that allows customers to access and pay for health and motor insurance directly through the Momo platform, marking a significant step in the company's evolution into a full-scale digital financial services ecosystem. The new service positions MTN Momo as an insurance marketplace, bringing together multiple insurance options on a single, secure digital platform accessible via the USSD code. The move is aimed at expanding access to affordable and trusted insurance products while advancing financial inclusion across Zambia. The marketplace has been launched in partnership with Mzanu Financial Services, offering Banja Life Assurance and Health Insurance products and Master Business Associate Risk Advisory Services, providers of IMET Insurance Made Easy through Technology, a mobile-first solution designed to simplify insurance distribution. Both partners are participating in their capacity as licensed insurance intermediaries, providing customers with access to products underwritten by registered insurers. MTN Mobile Money Chief Executive Officer Komba Malukutila said the launch represents a strategic milestone in the country's ambition to build a comprehensive digital financial ecosystem. Master Business Associates Risk Advisory Services Chief Executive Officer Cindy Chivambo said the partnership with MTN Momo will help scale digital insurance solutions by leveraging technologies already widely used and trusted by customers. Meanwhile, Mzanu Financial Services Chief Executive Officer Munya Javangwe said the collaboration aligns with the company's mission to deliver relevant and affordable protection through simple digital channels. The service is designed to cater to a broad customer base, including young adults, working professionals, small and medium-sized enterprises, families, and customers in rural areas who depend heavily on mobile money services that have limited access to traditional insurance channels. MTN said by operating